National.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty Olympic greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the August 5th Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Hugues Fabrice Zongo, who won Burkina Faso's first ever Olympic medal Thursday, a bronze at the Tokyo Games. Competing in the men's triple jump, Zongo reached 17 meters 47. The gold medal went to Portugal's Pedro Pichardo, who jumped 17 meters 98, a national record. And China's Yao Ming Zhu won the silver medal with a triple jump of 17 meters 57. Elsewhere in Tokyo, sprinter Joseph Fambula did not win a medal, but his national record time of 19.98 seconds in the men's 200 meters final is being described as Liberia's proudest Olympic moment. Joseph's father, Edwin Fambula, hosted a TV watch party in Monrovia for scores of Liberians, and among those on hand was Moses Garza.
When the 45 inches television blinked the lineup, the scream from the audience became louder when Joseph Famula was graphic with the Liberian flag at his back.
Come on, Joe!
With high hopes, track and field followers were aware of the tax the 19-year-old was up against.
Yes, sir. Yes, a little record holder.
In the lineup were the Canadian Andre DeGrasse and the American and record holder Noah Lyles. Nerves were running high, and you could see it in the eyes of those in the audience. But there were huge courage of a medal coming home for the first time from the Olympics for Liberia. They kept pushing and cheering for a miracle. But it was a dream that needed another try after 4 years. The Canadian Andre DeGrasse took gold with a running time of 19.62 seconds, followed by Americans Kenneth Benrock and Noah Lyles with 19.68 seconds and 19.74 seconds with silver and bronze. Liberian boy Famula finished fifth with a time of 19.98 seconds. At the close of the race, an emotional father, Edwin, had this to say.
He's still a champion to me.
I see it in tears. Why?
It is tears of joy to see a son on the world stage and doing what he's doing, and where he came from is touching. And once again, I would like to say thank you to his mother for bringing him up, raising him when I wasn't there.
Also watching was former Liberian sprinter and Olympian Hassan Kehu. He ran for Liberia at the 1996 Atlanta Games.
For me, I was not expecting a medal. He has met all my expectations. I think he's a winner. Because the fact that you measure arm with DeGrasse, DeGrasse is the fastest man this year. Noah Lyles was the defending champion. To ruffle shoulders with it, you came fifth place, and you still ran 19.98 seconds. I think it's a win for Liberia, and we need to celebrate him and the rest of the field.
Fred Bass Golake and Roland Carey were more than delighted and thinks the 19-year-old Famula met the expectations of Liberians.
Look at the race and the mechanics of the race. We believe that this young man is the track star we've been expecting. He didn't even run his personal best today. We expect greatness from this young man.
I think that we wanted a medal for our own selfish reasons. The chips fell well in May. He did his best, and we got to be proud of it. If you look at it, he was the only one from an African nation in the final. It's a bright future for him. He's 19-year-old.
For Zubin Cooper, there are medals lined up that the young family will bring to Liberia in future competitions.
He will bring an Olympic medal to Liberia, and he'll bring many more medals to Liberia. He's 19. This is his first year of college. This is his first international race. I have faith, confidence that this is just the beginning.
Famula qualified for the Tokyo Olympics after meeting the qualifying time in the 200 meters in his first outdoor meet of the season. He later went on to win the NCAA national title in June with a personal best of 19.91 seconds, a career best performance and 10th fastest in his college history. Famule was, however, qualified to compete for a place on the U.S. Olympic team, but rather opted for Liberia, the land of his parents. The decision, according to his father Edwin, was a sacrifice that grabs more respect.
To leave or to turn down running for the United States and to come and run for his mother and father's birthplace, right there he won more respect from me. I know what it is to sacrifice what you have to return back to Liberia and work to make your country better.
The feat at the Olympic for Famule has been a historic moment for the 2021 NCAA outdoor national champion. Famule was among three athletes who represented Liberia at this year's Olympics. Emmanuel Matadi and Ebony Morrison were the other two all-in-track events. For the VOA Sunny Salos Post, this is Moses Gazo in Monrovia, Liberia. And it's back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Moses. And the future looks bright indeed for Liberia's 19-year-old Olympic sprinter, Joseph Fambula. In the men's 110-meter hurdles final on Thursday, Jamaica's Hansel Parchment was the surprise winner of the Olympic gold medal, clocking 13.04 seconds. American Grant Holloway won the silver medal, and another Jamaican, Ronald Levy, won the bronze medal. The AP's Denny Kapp reports.
It was an up-and-down Thursday morning for Team USA's track team. In one of the biggest upsets of the Olympics, Jamaica's Hansel Parchment won the men's 110-meter hurdle, narrowly clipping the heavy favorite, American Grant Holloway, who earned the silver.
The experience showed, you know, with the old man to my left here. But he had an amazing race plan. He executed to the best of his ability. He got me this time, but I'll make sure I get him next.
Meanwhile, the men's 4x100 relay, also favorites to win gold, failed to qualify for the finals after a poor baton exchange led to a sixth-place finish in their qualifying heat, just 0.02 of a second behind Ghana, which earned the last spot in the final. The USA women's team came away smiling, finishing second in their qualifying heat. They'll race for a medal on Friday. I'm Denny Kapp.
Thanks, Denny. Denny mentioned Ghana's 4x100 meters men's relay team. The Ghanaian men qualified for Friday's final by clocking a national record 38.08 seconds. Retired sprinter Emmanuel Tufour represented Ghana at three Olympics, Seoul 1988, Barcelona 1992, and Atlanta 1996. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports Olympic feature, Yawafusu Larbi catches up with Tufour, who reflects on his Olympic experience. Sporty greetings, Yao.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Sprinter Emmanuel Tufour is a three-time Olympian for Ghana. He made his way to the grand sporting event as a teenager in 1988 in Seoul. He exited with little acclaim, but as he grew older and garnered experience, he went on to represent the country at two more Olympic Games in Barcelona in 1992 and Atlanta in 1996.
I think it's a great achievement for me. To be three-time Olympian is not easy. And you know, it comes in every 4 years. For running like 12 years for my country and being Olympian, I think it's a very achievement for me.
Right. Now, let's look at the three Olympics that you went for. How different were all of the ones that you went for?
Okay, in the Olympics in Seoul, It was my first time. You know, once you've been there, you have to experience something. You know, you have to learn from the top guys. So my first Olympics was not all that good. Mm-hmm. I was out in the 100 meters quarterfinals and 200 meters quarterfinals. Right. But Barcelona 92, mm-hmm. I was improving. Mm-hmm. Because I trained for the 4 years for that particular Olympics. Right. And I missed the 100 meters finals by 0.1.
The Olympics is largely the biggest sporting stage in the world, a sport where many athletes want to be at. To be there is a great achievement, and having been there opens doors. Tufour admits that the Olympics, participating there and having the tag as an Olympian, has been kind to him.
Olympics has done a lot of stuff for me, especially in my own life, My personal life.
Right.
And wherever I go, people appreciate that I've been to three Olympics for my country.
Ghana has never won a medal in sprints at the Olympics. Tufour made the final once and the semi-final on two occasions in his heyday. He strongly believes that the new athletic crop Ghana has presented at the Olympics will move the needle.
We are all behind them and they are going to do their best, especially the relay team. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they will get to the finals and anything can happen in the finals. And I want Benjamin Azamati to run his best.
Okay.
He's the first time Olympian. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes seeing a big crowd like that, though he has been running the NCAA stuff, but it's different from the Olympic Games.
Right.
So I'm praying for him and we are all behind him to at least better his time.
Right.
In as much as Tufour feels the new athletes have a good chance, the Ghana Athletics Association's former public relations officer Erasmus Kwao, who covered the Olympics in 2012 and 2016, believes expectations shouldn't be too high, although the athletes have had an incredible year individually.
We need to get excited first for where they are and what they've achieved, because in Ghana's entire history, Azamati is a national 100-meter record holder. I mean, who in this world would have thought Azamati, who was here, GUSA champion 2019, would run a sub-10 and be a record holder? I mean, amazingly, it just came from nowhere. Same for Joseph Paul-Amoah, who holds a national 200 meters, record for that matter. So they get out there and everybody's like, well, if they can't do that within a short period, then they should be able to do something here. But the Olympics is the biggest stage in athletics or in sports generally. And I've been there, Rio 2016. I remember when we had Sean Safo-Inchi debuting for Ghana. He had run 10 ones coming to a competition.
Mm-hmm.
But in the race itself, he ran 10.43, which was way below his performance. He admitted, dealing with jitters, going into it. So you want them to have a feel first. This present team has also been at Doha World Championship 2019, which is almost the same as the Olympics, and then Silesia. So they've gained some experience, some momentum. They know what to do. They know how it goes. So you want them individually to do well, and then for that to reflect on the relay team.
For the sunny side of sports, this is Yao Fusulabi in Accra.
My name is Emmanuel Tufour, three-time Olympian for Ghana and former 100 meters sprinter. You are listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. More Olympic results from Thursday in Tokyo. World record holder and defending Olympic champion Ryan Crouser of Team USA won the gold medal in the men's shot put with a throw of 23 meters 30. That's an Olympic record.
I feel like I handled the pressure well, but there's definitely changes. And I think today's performance was, in spite of adversity, I think my 23:30 in the sixth round was definitely the best throw of my life.
That's two-time Olympic shot put champion Ryan Crouser of the United States speaking Thursday in Tokyo, Japan. Another American, Joe Kovacs, won the silver medal in the shot put with a distance of 22 meters, 65.
I knew that was going to happen, and that's why I've been training all year to make sure I was able to get in medal contention, and I knew Tom was going to be ready, and I think that's one of the biggest things for all of us is we're keeping each other accountable every single year, every single season, and that's why you see the results getting higher and higher and higher.
And New Zealand, Thomas Walsh won the bronze medal in the men's shot put. He had a throw of 22 meters, 47.
Voice of America.
American Katie Nagiot won the Olympic gold medal Thursday in the women's pole vault. Katie won the gold after clearing 4 meters, 90. Angelika Sidorova of the Russian Olympic team won the silver medal. And Holly Bradshaw of Team Great Britain won the bronze medal. The Association of National Olympic Committees of Africa, ANOCA, says it's optimistic African teams will win more medals in the final 3 days of the Tokyo Games. To find out more, Iron Mike Mbonye called Tokyo, where he reached ANOCA president Mustafa Barif.
My observation is that in the ongoing games, the African games are realizing acceptable results, but still not to the peak of the objectives.
Do you see African teams winning more medals in track and field events, wrestling, and other games?
I think that we are still optimists in obtaining more medals on tracks and fields, even also in wrestling. The African teams have got some qualities, and I'm sure that they will still go on to get more better results.
Is ANOCA in contact with leaders of various African teams for coordination at the ongoing Tokyo Games?
ANOCA is continuously in contact with leaders of African teams in order to make sure that coordination to assist full our African delegation and athletes are reached. The athletes are there to promote, but also the ANOCA leaders are here to allow them to have all the elements to reach these good results.
That's Mustafa Barif, the president of the Association of National Olympic Committees of Africa, ANOCA. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Tokyo, Japan.
Sport greetings, everyone. This is Falilat Ogukoya, Olympic silver and bronze medalist. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on Voice of America.
Hi, this is Rick Pantaleo. On the next Science edition of Press Conference USA, we feature a discussion on the influence and efforts of women and young people in the fight against climate change. I hope you'll join Morgan Schneider, a producer at the Current Affairs Desk, and me when we talk with Catherine Wilkinson, author, teacher, climate change activist, and co-founder of the All We Can Save Project. Listen Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, this is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
A Nigerian taekwondo athlete is looking ahead to the 2024 Paris Games after losing in her Olympic debut in Japan. Joining us once again from Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, is Iron Mike Mbonye. Sporty Olympic greetings, Iron Mike.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. Nigeria's Elizabeth Anyanacho's dream of a podium performance at the Olympic Games came to an end when world number 4, Nur Tata of Turkey defeated her by 12-7 in the women's 67 kilogram. For Anyanacho, the loss was painful because she had high hopes of a podium performance. Her game plan is to participate at the Paris Olympic Games in 2024, but qualified along the line to be at the Tokyo Games. Anyanacho says she was nervous because it's her first time competing in a big competition like the Olympic Games.
But it's a big game, it's a big platform, and I really wanted to win the match. So I wish I had tried so many kicks I had in my head, but the tension and nervousness was so much in the match. It's my first time on this kind of big platform. Even though we are ahead, 4 years ahead of our normal schedule. I really wanted to spring a surprise. So it was a tough match. She's ranked number 4 in the world and she's a world champion. She has a lot of experience, but I just felt I could have done much better.
Anyana just says she will continue to work hard to prepare for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games.
We're going to start working towards our goal and get a better result next time. I feel I need more exposure because if I get to compete and meet a lot of the top athletes, I'll be able to learn more and know some of my mistakes and how to handle them in the future. So I think I'll need a lot of exposure.
Chika Chukwumerije, the technical director of Taekwondo Federation of Nigeria, commended Anyana Cho for her efforts. He says Anyana Cho is making good progress for the Paris Olympic Games.
First, I'd like to start by congratulating Elizabeth on being Nigeria's second ever Taekwondo female Olympian. It's been a very long journey and she has worked very hard. Much of the journey I've never talked about because we just focused on the objectives. And I can categorically say that she's firmly marching towards the Paris 2024 Olympics, which is her original target.
Chukwumerije says Anyana Cho's Olympic and world rankings will improve to top 25 because of her performance at the Tokyo Games. He says after the Tokyo Games, some coaches will be engaged to groom more Taekwondo athletes in Nigeria.
Of course, Elizabeth is just one of several Elizabeths in Nigeria. And my focus has to also be on everyone to make sure Taekwondo across Nigeria is growing bigger and bigger, you know. So I'm going to look for a crew, probably one of my some tested international coaches, so that hopefully for the end of next year, I could hand over and make sure that program keeps growing.
4 of Africa's Olympic medals so far have come in Taekwondo. Let's give Sunnyside of Sports salutes to Mohamed Khalil Jendobi of Tunisia, who won silver medal in the men's 58 kilogram. Saif Eissa of Egypt, who won bronze in the men's 80 kilogram. Ruth Bagbi of Ivory Coast, she won bronze medal in women's 67 kilogram. And Hedaya Malek of Egypt, who also won bronze in the women's 67 kilogram. For the Sunnyside of Sports, this is Ayo Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yes, sporty greetings. This is three-time Olympian and Beijing 2008 Olympic medalist Chika Chukwumerije. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Chika.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Canadian sprinter Andre DeGrasse was one of the big stars on Wednesday in Tokyo, where he won the gold medal in the men's 200 meters final. VOA's Gwen Ooten joins us now with some reaction from DeGrasse. And Gwen also has updates on some other new Olympic champions. Sporty Olympic greetings, Gwen.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. This year's Tokyo Games marks the first time in 17 years that a sprinter other than world record holder Usain Bolt is crowned an Olympic champion in the men's 100 and 200 meter races. This past June, I profiled Canadian Andre DeGrasse ahead of the games in his quest quest to win gold in Tokyo, and now the long wait is over. Earlier this week, he won bronze for Canada in the men's 100-meter race, but on Wednesday, DeGrasse won gold in the 200 meters. And afterwards, he told reporters, even without the presence of Usain Bolt, he knew he needed to run fast.
I knew coming into tonight it was going to be a fast race. You know, I knew that it was going to take something special to win tonight. So I just been really just in the lab, just training hard. Probably trained a lot more this year for the 200 than the 100. So just trying to like make sure my endurance was there and making sure that I was fit for the rounds. So yeah, I mean, of course, like I had a good warm up. I felt really good, and I really just had to just really execute my game plan. If I could execute my game plan, I knew that I was going to come away with a medal. I knew it was going to be tight, and it was tight. So definitely thankful and appreciative that, you know, I got the gold.
The gold is the fifth Olympic medal for DeGrasse, and he's now Canada's new record holder in the 200 meters. His time of 19.62 seconds makes him the eighth fastest man in that event. American Kenneth Benarek captured the silver in the 200 meters, and despite coming up just short of the win, Benarek said he's happy to finish with a personal best.
I mean, obviously, I wanted to get that gold medal, and I thought I almost had it, but it was just a little bit out of reach. But it was a tight race, and I got a personal best out of this race and, you know, a silver medal, and I'm just happy with my performance.
American world champion Noah Lyles was expected to win the 200 meters in Tokyo, but he took home the bronze. And afterwards, he talked openly about his long training season and struggles with mental health leading up to the games.
Mentally and physically, it's been very long. I'd say coming off of antidepressants, going on antidepressants, kind of deciding to do the double, not making the 100, coming back in the 2, you know, just being okay with, you know, everything I've been doing. It got hard at one point to train and scared that I might injure myself. To be honest, even waking up yesterday with a swollen knee and be like, shoot, I might not be able to run. At the same time, you know, it's nice to have the medal. Everybody says that it's a great accomplishment, and it is. You know, being an Olympic medalist, I always want fast people to compete against, because when I see other people run fast, it makes me want to go faster.
Also on Wednesday, Kenyan Emmanuel Corrier won gold in the 800 meters, a race he says is tough both physically and mentally.
I'm so happy. I mean, having this gold, I mean, it's a great achievement. It takes a lot, I mean, to be here today. So a lot of pressure. I mean, training hard, tension. I mean, you have to think, you have to analyze. I mean, the tactical you're gonna use. I mean, to beat other guys, because everyone, I mean, is tough. Especially, maybe I can say this 100 meter, 800 meters was the toughest one.
Compatriot Ferguson Rotich won the silver to give Kenya a 1-2 finish in that event. Kenya has now won the men's 800 meters at 4 consecutive Olympic Games. On the women's side, Peruth Chemutai made history as the first Ugandan woman to win an Olympic medal. Chemutai won gold in the 3,000 steeplechase in national record time. And afterwards, she said she's proud to represent the people of Uganda.
I'm so happy today to be the Olympic champion. I'm proud of my throne. I'm proud of my country. Now it's the first time to get the medal in Uganda since 2015 in Commonwealth Games. But today, I'm so happy.
Uganda has two other gold medals that were both won in men's athletics. First at the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich, and again 40 years later at the 2012 Games in London. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden. And that wraps up the August 5th Olympic edition of the show. Thank you. you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sunny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.